Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
What I find striking about this whole discussion so far, even with union leaders, we're letting them play off public workers against private workers. The jobs did not go from public workers to private workers. They went from here to yonder. Mm-hmm. All this member bank in this phone, mm-hmm. in these cars, these are $4,000 a year jobs in Malaysia and Thailand. Somehow the trade deficit with China is not, or Japan, or cheap labor markets, or NAFTA, is not on the table for discussion. So we'll just dismiss the trade deficit. That's not an issue. Because in Ohio, Pennsylvania, plants closing, jobs leaving, drugs and guns coming. We won't discuss that. On the trillion plus in Iraq, Afghanistan, well, that's for people up in Washington. We won't discuss that. Bail out the banks without link to lending with the reinvestment, which helps to drive the home foreclosure crisis, which undercuts your tax base. Well, we won't discuss that. Well, we got an insurance plan, and there are now 59 million Americans without health insurance. Fees are still rising without a public option. Well, we won't discuss that. But yeah, the Bush cut tax cut extension, $5 million for the estate tax. Well, let's discuss reality. If you take all the meat off the table, nothing is left but gravy. You're having a gravy debate. You've taken Iraq and Afghanistan off the table. You've taken the insurance deal off the table. You've taken the home foreclosure crisis and banks off the table. You've taken the tax cut extension off the table. There are 20 million of these state and municipal employees, 5 million state and 15 million municipals, like a 1-to-3 ratio according to Dr. Wolf. So as this hammer keeps falling on the states, who, as he says, that you'll miss the local police before you'll miss the local highway patrolman. But it's a 1-to-3 ratio. It's all connected. So that in this debate of busting unions, we must put into context why states are moving toward insolvency. With the 59 million without health insurance, the 49 million in poverty, the 0.4 million on food stamps, and 30-odd million unemployed are looking for a job, and trade policy, and Afghan and Iraq. That's a part of the bigger picture here. And so, and not to mention the student loan debt is greater than credit card debt. Devastating impact on students who either can't go to school because of the debt, can't stay in school because of debt, or graduate with a guaranteed debt without a guaranteed job. Student loan debt forgiveness would be a huge stimulus, a bottom-up stimulus, motivation to go to school, motivation to stay in school, motivation to graduate, and by graduating by a good or a service as opposed to going back home. There's no more grassroots stimulus than student loan debt forgiveness, some plan on a scale massive enough to be felt. That's a green job. College diploma is a green job. It opens up a green future of productive people with tremendous possibilities. So what one sees, therefore, in Wisconsin is a massive resistance by people who know now that if they lose collective bargaining, they either have collective bargaining or they have private begging and are victims of arbitrariness. There's a case in Ohio of Martha Harris, the woman who was the Board of Education, woman who's been 35-year teachers on the State Board of Education. She had 2 more years to go on her service. And cases moved her unilaterally. She read in the paper that she had been replaced. And so they're now scrambling, trying to get a court to say there was neither cause nor conversation. Just moving on her unilaterally. However it comes out, that's what happens when you don't have collective bargaining. You have individual arbitrariness. That's why you had to have state workers organized, because we want to bring in my group, my cronies, my nepotism, my family members, male or female or black or white. That's why collective bargaining is the antithesis of individual begging. She is just a classic case of what happens when you don't have the right to collective bargaining. So, we talked with this LVSL leader in Ohio and Indiana. I get the impression that because of Wisconsin being ground zero, some other states are now rethinking how they handle this. I mean, the shock value of Wisconsin is modifying behavior in other states. They still are fairly dug in because they have the same funding sources. They have the same right to work law ideology. But that many people moving can be such a disruptive force to violation until there is now some rethinking. But one thing is clear, this is not about wages. The workers are willing to negotiate wages, benefits, and share pain, and then share prosperity. This is about a place at the table, the right to destroy collective bargaining.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.